Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by iBeCool athleisure wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBKUL.com.
Well, we are only a few weeks away from the only PGA Tour event in the area. The Travelers Championship takes place just outside of Hartford, Connecticut at TPC River Highlands, June 17th through 23rd. And joining me now to talk about it, Nathan Groob, the tournament director of the Travelers Championship. Nathan, welcome.
And thank you so much for having me on. Couldn't be more excited to be here.
Hey, how are you since I saw you at the Masters?
it's been a whirlwind. You know, I think we started the build here on property right after I saw you at Augusta, and it's we're in the middle of it right now. We got another couple weeks, but it's going well.
Well, it's the second year that the Travelers Championship is a signature event, right?
It is, yeah. The names, I think, have bounced around, but basically, you know, kind of that we were elevated last year, we're signature this year, and basically what that means is, the tour decided to try to get the top guys together more often, and we were selected as one of those events to bring the best players in the world together, and this year is a signature event. It's awesome. I mean, we were looking at stuff yesterday, and I think we're at like 45 of the top 50 in the world are going to be here. I mean, it is absolutely crazy for the fans, the sponsors, the volunteers, everyone, the broadcast, I mean, everything. It's going to be unbelievable when it's all said and done.
And so what does your team do differently, if anything, now that the tournament is a signature event?
We're building a lot more stuff. I'm standing here on 18 right now looking at the construction, so sorry for any background noise, but I mean, I'm looking at 18. I mean, for those who've seen it on TV, and Ann, you've obviously been here, but I mean, we're going to be really close to kind of enclosing 18 with hospitality. And I'm looking down there at 17, how much more we built down there, and
wow,
15 and 16. So it is going to be awesome from a visual standpoint, from an energy standpoint. So what are we doing different? We're doing more.
Yeah.
So just a lot more inbound calls about, you know, people wanting to get involved. All of our volunteer shifts filled up for the first time, they filled up like, you know, 3 weeks out, all of our shifts. So we have 2,000 of the best volunteers, I think, in the country that are volunteering here. And so it's just, everything's just, you know, people are excited, and ticket sales are pacing ahead of last year. So it's just energy and excitement. And so what are we doing? We're just kind of juggling all the input of more.
Right. I know more. Talk about more. The prize money has been elevated to $20 million. The winner will get 700 FedEx Cup points, so a lot more for the players, obviously, as well.
Yeah, no, to your point, I think the winner is $3.6 million, if I'm not mistaken, that the winner is going to walk away with, and the purse this year is $20 million. We were actually, Andy Bissett and I with Travelers, we were talking about this. Obviously, Travelers are our title sponsor, and we thought it was a really cool, I don't know, we were just looking at the numbers, right? Like the purse, when Travelers took over, the purse was at about right around $4 million or something, and now it's at $20 million.
Oh,
so the
gosh,
purse has gone, you know, like 5X. But what was the coolest story to us was when Travelers took over, charity was at $300,000, and we just crossed over $3 million last year. So it's like, hey, the purse is going up, you know, five times, which is awesome. But charity has gone up close to 10 times since Travelers took over. So it's very cool to see, these guys are the best athletes in the world. They, you know, are making money that is, you know, that the sponsors put up, and they deserve what, you know, the purses and stuff like that. But the fact that our charity has grown percentage-wise more than the purses, that's ultimately, I love that for our community and the charities involved.
Oh, that's great to hear. So talk a little bit about the charity component, because that's, Travelers is known for, you know, giving back to the community. Every week, you know, on the PGA Tour, that's the case. But talk about, you know, the Travelers and all the give back to charity.
And honestly, the best way I can describe it, it's the why. And it's the why we do what we do. I mean, our team, we have about 15 on our team that sell the tournament, that build the tournament, that promote the tournament, that work with charities. But like, we get up every day and think about this tournament. And the fact that we know that the harder we work, the better we do at our jobs, you know, the better we run our business, the more money there is going to be at the bottom line. And that means our charities will get more money. So when you meet the charities, it's not just a press release. It's not just a line in on our website, like, we know these charities. We know them. We know them personally. We know them by name. We, you know, we go, we meet them. We see the impact in the community. So when you have, as an event, when you have that personal connection with that, and I mean, Travelers drives that. Like, they are so into this community and what it means for all the charities that benefit. We had 180 charities that benefited last year from the, you know, 3 million plus that we distributed out. And when you tell each of those stories, like, it just, it motivates you to do your job as well as you possibly can. So that's, I would say it's our why to be as good as we can be.
Absolutely. And I love the stories each year. Well, the stars have certainly committed, as you said earlier. We have world number one, Scottie Scheffler. We have Rory McIlroy, Keegan Bradley, defending champion, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Ludvig Åberg, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, Xander Schauffele, who just won the PGA Championship. Am I missing anybody?
I mean, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, let's just keep going, right? I love it. I have to, I mean, listen, when Travelers took over, I think we had like 4 of the top 50 in the world. And now, like I said, we're probably going to have like 45 of the top 50. So, I mean, just to have all of those guys in the same place competing and against each other, I mean, this is ultimately what they wanted. You know, a few years ago, they're like, hey, how do we get all of us playing together more often? And, you know, for those of your listeners who are, you know, huge golfers, like, they'll remember the World Golf Championship events, right? I mean, these were supposed to be the events that got the best in the world together more often. And this is basically that next version of those World Golf Championships where they said, hey, we're going to get the top 70 guys in the world together and we're going to try to do that more often. So, yeah, I mean, you go through the names and you go through the guys at 10, 11, 12, 13. I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable show. And just to have the best in the world here is pretty exciting.
Well, let's talk about some of them. Obviously, the best in the world, world number one, Scottie Scheffler. Boy, what a run. I mean, he won 4 of his past 7 starts at Colonial last week. He finished with a tie for 2nd place with Keegan Bradley. So, playing great. Obviously, put all that stuff behind him. What happened, you know, with the criminal charges have been dropped against Scheffler, as I mentioned earlier. You know, it's now he's, can you imagine? He doesn't have to think about that anymore.
I tell you, I mean, how he handled that too. I mean, he just handled with such class and he was just, you know, like, hey, I'd like to thank the law enforcement. I mean, he just handled exactly. I mean, for those of you who have ever spent any time with Scott, he's exactly how you thought he would handle it. He is just an amazing person. He is, and just an incredible golfer. Statistically, to your point, when you look at what he's doing right now, it's Tiger-esque. Like the distance between him and, I think Xander's number 2 right now, if I'm not mistaken, in the world, but like the distance between he and Xander in the world golf ranking points is so big because of how far he has gotten ahead of everybody. And it's this historic run that he's on. So, I mean, I'm excited for the fans to be able to watch him, and, you know, and he'll be here all 4 days because there's no cut. You know, that's another thing I'm very, very happy for our fans for, is with this new signature status, there's a few of the signature events that have no cut. So, I mean, our corporate sponsors, our fans, everybody is like, oh my gosh, I get to see them all 4 days. Cause there was always the chance that you might only see your favorite players 2 days, you know, but now to have them guaranteed for 4 days is, it's pretty cool for the fans.
Yeah. Right. Good point. And then of course, Rory McIlroy, who's also been through a lot, right? With the whole, he expressed his desire to rejoin the PGA Tour policy board. Then he's, you know, we heard he's going through divorce. You know, always, whenever Rory is at a championship, I mean, cause his play, he's so exciting to watch. He's playing in Canada and he's, let's see, he's 7 under for the tournament. He's 7 shots behind. I thought he was going to make a run a little bit on yesterday. He eagled that par 5 4th, birdied 5, 7, 9, bogeyed 10, birdied 12 and 15, bogeyed 17. He got to 7 under, but McIntyre's just playing lights out. But anyway, anytime Rory is in the field, it means so much, right?
It does. He is, I mean, one of those names that is just, it's bigger than golf, right? And to your point, there's so much happening with these players, like, outside of golf right now. To your point, I mean, Scottie and his wife Meredith just had a baby, you know, like 2 weeks ago. And then you have everything going on with this. And then you got Rory with obviously everything happening in his life. And you're like, how do these guys stay focused and, you know, do their jobs and deal with everything like that? Then you're reminded, like, they're human. Like, they have lives, you know, they do that. And so when you see that, I think it, you know, just kind of lets you behind the curtain a little bit going, wow, you know, I mean, I appreciate what they're doing even more. But yeah, I think anytime Rory puts, you know, puts the tee in the ground, he has a chance to win. And he, I mean, he has said that about this year. You know, he, I think he came here to this course to play us for the first time. It was either 2016 or 2017. And he said, I absolutely love this golf course. Like, it, you can score or you're going to get punished. You know, if you miss a shot, it's going to get bad. Or if you hit a, you know, good shot, then you have a chance for birdie. So I think when the guys come here, they feel like this golf course doesn't favor any one type of player, that anybody can win here. And I think that's, you know, something that I think draws a lot of the guys here.
That's a good point too. I mean, I want to talk to you in a second about the advantages. Well, let me go through some of the other players here, like Victor Hovland.
Yeah.
I mean, he found his game at Valhalla. He shot a 66 in the final round of the PGA Championship and reunited with his swing coach. So Victor is always exciting to watch.
So Victor, I love Victor. He turned pro with us in 2018 or 2019. And the greatest story about Victor, so he and Colin Morikawa, they were both turning pro with us, and we're walking into the press tent, right, to, like, you know, kind of have one of those hello world moments. They both just got out of college, are turning pro with us, and Victor was eating an ice cream cone that was spilled all over his shirt. And so he had this whole big chocolate ice cream stain.
Sounds
and Colin's
like Victor, we're
about to go in. And Victor just starts dying laughing. And he's like, oh, it's so great. You know, and he cleaned it up, you know, and then we go in there. Like, Victor is the most down to earth, enjoyable person that is just like, so, I don't know. You just want to hang out with him because he's just a very chill guy. And so, you know, to have him, obviously he's one of the best players in the world here. And kind of with our past history with him, people love him here. The fans kind of, you know, take it personal. They remember, you know, meeting him for the first time. So yeah, I mean, Victor and Colin and Max, who, you know, Max is one of the best followers on social media and just one of the most enjoyable, you know, guys that will just drop these comments under his breath where you're like, wait, what did you say? And it's, I mean, he should be a comedian or he should just be a commentator. So he has a career after golf and I think commentating or something, because he is one of the funniest individuals out here. So, but yeah, you get the personal side, and then you also, guess what? You get to see the best players in the world do what they're really, really good at. And that's a fun watch.
Well, let me ask you what the advantages are of having the Travelers Championship the week after the U.S. Open, which will be on Pinehurst number 2 this year, just another brutal test. What are the advantages for the Travelers Championship with a schedule like that?
So, and that is a great question, because I think a lot of people, when Travelers took over in 07 and the only available date was the week after the U.S. Open, a lot of people went, yeah, you're not going to have a chance to really build a successful tournament the week after the U.S. Open, because, you know, it's hard, you know, the guys are coming off a difficult week and it's hard and things like that. And so Andy, Set and I with Travelers, we kind of sat down and went, okay, why? Why is the week after the Open historically kind of have this reputation of, oh, that's going to be tough week to get a field? And honestly, Ann, I won't go through it all because it would just take forever. But every reason that we heard, we're like, wait, we can do something about that. We can do something about that. So to your point, the U.S. Open is a very difficult week, very stressful. I mean, the golf courses usually are so, so hard. And so what we try to do is we really try to lean into that and say, look, the players, their families, their caddies, they are coming off of a very, very hard week, right? Like, we're mentally, emotionally, everything. Like, how do we swing the pendulum to when they get here, they feel like this, they can take a deep breath and they can play a different style of golf, right? It's going to be a very, very different style of golf. So we try to take care of the players, the families, the caddies, the agents, the swing coaches, the interpreters, the equipment reps. Like, we try to take care of the entire ecosystem because we know they came off of a hard week. And I think the guys appreciate that. They see that we're trying. I mean, we're doing cars for the caddies this year, which we've never done before. We're doing a bunch of stuff for the families. We are continuously trying to lean into the fact that we are the week after a difficult week, and the guys have responded. I mean, they come and they keep coming and they appreciate what we do, and they feel like they can just kind of take a deep breath and play, you know, a different style of golf. So we tried really hard. Andy and I have tried really hard to create, you know, but let's lean into what is unique about the week after the U.S. Open, and it's worked out well for us.
And the TPC River Highlands course, it's such a fun golf course to play and to watch. And as Rory said, you can blow up on the course or you can get on this birdie run. And that's where it gets really exciting for the fans to watch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing, is I think the biggest compliment that you can get for your golf course, at least in my opinion, is that it's a fun golf course to play and it's fair. Right. So, I mean, to have a tour player say it's fun and it's fair, I mean, they can unpack that to say, look, you know, you get punished for bad shots, you're rewarded for good shots, but you can actually have a good time. And I have to give kudos to our crowds, because when they're there and just giving that feedback on 15 to a player who drives the green and the fans go nuts, or, you know, you hit it over the water on 17 and you get close to the pin and the crowd goes crazy. Like, the guys talk about it going, the crowds here are such an important part of kind of the personality of this event. And we are fortunate to have some of the biggest crowds, you know, out on tour, and they're great. They just kind of get caught up in it. And I mean, we had a playoff that one year, we had that 8-hole playoff, and the fans were running. I mean, tens of thousands of them were running back and forth from 17 to 18, you know, and the whole deal. And just the players appreciate that. I mean, we had the wave breakout on the 18th hole one year where it just went around and, you know, and it's just around the entire par four. And so I think the golf course, the fans create this environment that it's a really fun place to play.
Well, can't wait. Nathan Groob, thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
And cannot wait to see you. Thanks for the time.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.